Melt. That's all you have to do. Just melt. Let your thoughts drip away. Let your consciousness melt into calm, peaceful, placid emptiness. Thoughts might drift and flow, just like wax does as it drips from a candle. Just like any other thing that melts, those thoughts too can return back to the rest, back to where they came from. Before you know it, you'll melt. Yeah, see, that's not difficult. Just enjoy the pull, the gentle flow, the ebb, the here, the there, the go. Just let yourself be drawn down into that warmth, into that repetition, into that repeating simple truth of melting away into nothingness. Sure, you'll still be there, but your thoughts will be entirely liquid. Ah, goodness gracious. It's not exactly like it's a complicated concept, because it's straightforward and continuing something that loops in and out, around and about. The sort of thing that pulls you down, that allows you to slip and drip and drop and fall into that melting softness. Just like these words. They are so very warm and soft, able to wrap around one's mind, to gently take all the solidified, stratified concepts that you've been clinging to, all the contemplations, ideas, desires, and wants, and give you a respite from thought. They can just melt you. It's as though every single time that you recall that you had a thought that you wanted to contemplate, as though every errant idea itself was the beginning of the liquefaction of your mind. The very act of thinking itself becomes a catalyst for that melty feeling, for your thoughts to flow, because you can't really form anything specific. If for some reason you start thinking about something outside of right now, something other than this, well, that'll probably just be a lot like what happens when wax starts to melt. At first, a single droplet will form near the heat source, then another as it grows around wherever the warmth spreads from, like my voice, until eventually it builds up to a point where it broaches whatever's holding it back and flows. And it's as though every single thought that you have is simply more wax melting. And as soon as any of it builds up, it starts to flow, to melt, to swirl and to twirl and build into that melty feeling. That wonderful, potent, overwhelming liquefaction. That delightful, absolutely overwhelming liquefaction. It's interesting how that turbulence of thought really just adds to it. If you think about something outside of now, it's just another droplet of meltiness. If you attempt to comprehend what's going on, you just melt. Melt into blankness, blanking into melting, melting into blankness as you blank into melting, that you've melted away into nothing, into this, into that. You'll still be here afterwards. But your mind is taking a vacation, a very warm, drippy, flowy, soft, comfortable vacation in which there isn't really much to do other than go with the flow. To melt and be blank. To blank and be melted. It's not a hard concept. And as you contemplate it, it causes you to melt more. To be so wonderfully heated by these warm, soft words until that overflow begins. The contemplation of which makes the overflow cascade, the cascade of which blanks you, and the blanking of which melts you, and the melting of which will blank you once more. It's like watching an ice sculpture in July. Liquid boring down, liquid thought, liquid comprehension, entirely unnecessary thoughts gone. Contemplative, interesting thoughts gone. They'll come back if they're needed later. But for this little while, you can let go of them, knowing that everything can be melted and re-solidified later. It's all still there. We haven't destroyed anything. We haven't damaged anything. We've just changed its state. We've switched it from a solid, rigid, structured thing, like the thoughts you had before you were listening, and shifted it into this wonderful, melty blank space, relieving you of all the work you've been putting into keeping it in the right shape, of carving, shaping, structuring, stacking, building upon. There's no need for that here, not while you're wrapped in this warm, mind-melting song. That's right. Enjoy the feelings. Relish them. Let them sweep you away in their currents. Let the ideas dance happily across that sea of thought. See, feel, be the melting nothingness of blankness. You're still there. You're just a liquid into which I dip my hands and mold and shape. But it's a lot like trying to shape any amorphous liquid. It doesn't really want to stay that way. It's like honey dripping off my fingers, dripping deeper into your mind, each word that I pass through lifting and dripping tendrils out, as though these very words were playing across that placid surface, keeping it stirred up so that no crystalline structures can form, no concepts, no ideas, just melting, 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 melting. Gentle, gentle stirs, swishes and sways, fingers playing through. It's almost as though these words, these ideas, can be felt, playing through your thoughts, melting through your thoughts, gently pulling on your thoughts. Thoughts aren't really necessary when you're getting melted after all, and since they're the very thing that is fueling this experience, it's amazing how whenever one of them happens to pass through, whenever one of them clings to you, has a purpose, well, it really just creates more melting. And when you melt more, it's easier to be blank, to just be placid, like a cool, calm pool. But that's the fun part. Every time that you still, every time that the pool becomes tranquil, my words trace another line, another ripple through your mind, and as you watch that happen, as you feel it go, you let go. Letting go of shape, letting go of form, and just being melted, melted, melted. It's marvelous, magnificent, monumental, melting. Melting, melting, that ice sculpture in June. But it's not hot, it doesn't hurt. No, it feels wonderful. It feels like a relief. I'm sure that that ice feels relieved, that it doesn't have to hold that strong shape anymore. One day it will be ice again, but for a bit, it can be something else. Just like your thoughts, just like you, taking a break from needing to be anything other than a melty mess. And I'm sure you can indulge in that, letting go of all the shapes and forms you've clung to with such determination, the schedules, the plans, the worries, the anxieties, the thoughts that build structure. Sometimes it's nice to reset. Sometimes it's nice to forget about everything else for a bit. Sure, it's all still there, and it will be when you're done, or if you need to, deal with anything at any point. It'd be easy enough to slip out of this, to re-solidify into what you were before, but hopefully feeling a bit more comfortable, a little bit more relaxed, and ideally, a little de-stressed. Because it's nice to be melted, to have your mind dipped into like taffy with fingers, wrapping and folding, liquid, honey-like, melted mind. Gosh, thoughts really are delightful to run my little talon-like claws through. No damage will come to you, though. It's the nice thing about a melted mind. You can't really be hurt by something as, well, audacious as me. No, I can simply enjoy getting to play with it. Like so much honey, like so much wax. This melted mind so marvelous, so utterly placid and calm. Blank, 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 as though the very time-space of one's mind had become the blank that blanked, the blanking blank flowing into the melting melt, and the melting melt making it so easy to blank. Those flowing one to the next, and next to the other to the last, to the first, to the front, to the back. No distinguishing beginning or ending, no ending the distinguished beginning. It doesn't need to have a point, because you're just wound gently with no tension. Pulled gently with no tension, because the liquid simply flows away. When it's lifted, when it's pulled, when it's twisted. And that feels so good. It feels so wonderful to just be placid like that for me. To let your thoughts be melted down. To let your mind be melted down. Mind melting. And I'm sure it feels really good to be relieved of that expectation, that desire to be a specific way for a bit. Probably feels nice to admit that you're just a melty mess right now. And I'm sure as you realize it on an emotional level, it probably has made you think about how good it feels. And well, you know what happens when you think? You sink into that melty place right now. When you think about it, it does have a way of sending you deeper. It does have a way of melting you further. And it certainly makes it very easy to watch that cascade of blankness pour through you again. To enjoy it, to feel that building pleasure, to refine it until the most pure mind-melting bliss is just cascading down, dripping from thought to thought, liquefying each one, encapsulating them in that impermeable membrane of blank, melted consciousness. It flows, it shifts, it ebbs, it grows, it waxes, it wanes. It feels so good in your brain. Melting, melting, melting again and again. It's nice to be unwound, to just go down, sink, slip, drip, drop, plummet, fall, melt. Below the surface, deeper still, as though the very concept of the melting was intensified by the experiences thus far, by the words that etched more truths that dipped below the surface. I can trace whatever patterns I might want, and they're gone in a moment as the liquid flows back into itself. I could reach out with a finger and trace a spiral in from the very edge of everything. And by the time I reach the center, all the ripples on the outside will have failed to go anywhere other than down into that fluid-like experience. I could reach in with both hands and scoop up all your thoughts and let them pour through my fingers. There would still be no cohesive point where it begins or stops. Everything's just a wonderful soup right now. And it's nice. Nice not to have to be anything other than just blissful, blank, and empty. And you can enjoy that for a bit, can't you? Relish it. Submit to it. Give in to it. Because having to have a purpose all the time can be really draining. It's nice sometimes not to have that expectation, even if it's just for a little vacation of mindlessness. And I promise, I'll give it all back at the end, because the goal isn't to melt and pour it into a new shape. No, 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 no. We're here to just give you a break from keeping all those thoughts in just the right way with just such specific ideas and desires, because having that break is what's good for you. And then you can get back to all the things that matter outside of right now. But for this little while, just melt away. Drift deeper still. feel yourself spill out of the form that you normally take. Because you're safe and you're comfy, and if you need to deal with anything, you'll find yourself wide awake. Mind drifting, mind melting, delicious sifting. It feels good, doesn't it? To just be present in this experience. To submit to the experience. I know I enjoy it when I have the opportunity to get my brain just gently turned to soup. It feels good, doesn't it? Gosh, maybe I should just drag my claws through there a bit. I think that could be fun, couldn't it? To just dip my carefully manicured talon-like nails in. And you know what the nice thing about being melted like this? Even as I sink these things in, it's really just the equivalent of sticking my hands in honey. It's not going to cause any harm. But I'm sure those rigid forms, those precise shapes, those carefully spoken words will feel so intense because by comparison to everything else you're experiencing, they're quite different. So as I begin to knead and shape, to mold and break, sure, nothing will actually form from that blank, empty place that we've constructed, but gosh, it'll feel intense, overwhelming, probably pleasurable. Maybe if I just drag these claws through this pool, drag these claws all the way through, up, 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 lifting, watching rivulets run off of them of honey-like consistency, witnessing what it's like as your thoughts just pour away from me. You didn't need to think. You won't need to think. You can just sink. Melt for me. Melt away, back, back into that sap-like flow, that ebb and that go. All you have to do is be blank and melt. Melt away, melt further, and deeper still. Placid, calm, relaxation, amorphous creation. Falling under a spell that melts you. Mm-hmm.